you're listening to Consider This, episode 128, for December 14th, 2015.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, can you believe it? I'm back with another episode of Consider This. Well, believe it or not, here it is. I'm Doug Payton, here to give you my conservative commentary in just 10 minutes or less. If you have some commentary of your own, I'd be glad to highlight it here. Call 267-CALL-CT0 or write to Consider This at ctpodcasting.com. And as always, the website, considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, has the show notes and more ways to get in touch on social media. That's CT as in Christmas tree. Equal rights, followed by special rights, and another mass shooting, this time in San Bernardino. That's coming up. If you do any part of your Christmas shopping online at Amazon.com, I have an affiliate link on the website. Just click on it. Or go to ctpodcasting.com/Amazon, and while you'll pay the same price, a sliver of it will help support this podcast. That's pretty cool. The Irish approved a referendum to allow same-sex marriage in that country a few weeks ago. Because, you know, gays just want equal rights. They don't want to take away anyone else's rights, right? Wrong. Recently, the lower house of the Assembly of Ireland voted unanimously to repeal Section 37 of the state's Employment Equality Act. Now, Section 37 granted specific exemptions for religious, educational, or medical institutions when it came to gay rights, allowing them to, quote, maintain the religious ethos of the institution, close quote. And some promised that this is not the last step they'll be taking. Now, churches and other religious institutions must, by law, subject their teachings and their church-influenced employment requirements to the dictates of the state first, and then subordinate to that, to their religious beliefs. Where there is a conflict, the state trumps religion. So we see that gays do not just want equal rights, they do in fact want special rights. They want validation by everyone and want to criminalize disagreement. This is not equal. This is going way above and beyond. This is intolerance. This is censorship. And it's not being done by the religious, but to them. Precisely the opposite of what the left has been fear-mongering for decades. They've been sounding the warning about the coming of a religious theocracy. Yes, well, welcome to the atheocracy. All the same ingredients as an actual theocracy, but with liberal politics. Taste it. You can hardly tell the difference. If you listened to the last episode, you might have wondered why I was talking about the Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood shooting instead of the more recent San Bernardino shooting. Well, I write these episodes up early in the week, usually, and the news doesn't stop just because I have my script complete, so I'm playing a little catch-up here. But, once again, gun control is brought up by the left as the big issue here. Not radical Islamic terrorism, not ISIS. The guns of law-abiding citizens. While reading through Twitter while the incident was still happening, one Twitterer suggested that gun control is the answer because no citizen has ever stopped a mass shooting. When I pointed out one example of a guy who pointed his gun at a mall shooter, which was followed by the shooter killing himself, this guy called me an imbecile and said it wasn't a mass shooting, so it didn't argue against his point. Really? Preventing a mass shooting is, for the record, in my humble opinion, better than allowing it to get to the mass shooting stage before stopping it. So then, since a mass shooting wasn't prevented, it didn't speak to the gun control issue, and in fact, to him, doesn't change his mind about good guys with guns. It sounds like he needs carnage in order to be proven wrong, but you just know that the more carnage, the more that it proves his point. Can't win either way, which is how too many people set up their arguments. Heads, I'm right. Tails, you're wrong. Don't confuse me with the facts. Eugene Volokh, a constitutional scholar at the UCLA School of Law, has been amassing a list of at least some of the situations where a good guy with a gun stopped a mass shooting by a bad guy with a gun. His list can be found at a link in the show notes. Now, he grants that in a few of these cases, you can't really predict whether some of these would have escalated into the typical definition of a mass shooting, but two things. One, in many cases, the original target was a large group of people, so it's more than just possible that things could have gone that way. And two, like I said, I'd prefer that these stay small or completely prevented and not make the national news rather than escalate first. But the fact that these incidents don't make the national news is why so many people don't even know they happened. This is the advantage that gun control advocates have. President Obama gets weary about having to go out and make a statement every time there's a mass shooting, and rightly so, but if he would go out and give a pat on the back every time someone prevented one, I think we'd come to realize that there's less to fear from gun owners than we thought. The vast majority of gun owners aren't involved in gun battles every time someone crosses them. You may have noticed that despite the worry some folks have, the U.S. has not become the Wild West. In fact, 100 million guns have been sold in America since Obama took office, and yet, the Pew Research Center notes that deaths by gun have gone down 49% since their peak in 1993. I find it funny and sad at the same time that they appended to their poll headline the phrase, "public unaware." I think that sums it all up. The gun control crowd has absolutely no idea of the evidence against their position. Publicity rules the day, but these numbers are an inconvenient truth. Well, perhaps Al Gore could take some time away from explaining the pause in global warming to make a movie about this. Recently, I've been putting in a reference to a story I found about someone defending themselves or others with a gun at this point in the podcast, but I just linked to 10 of them in the show notes, so stop by, consider this .ctpodcasting.com and avail yourself of that list. We do have a problem with the public being unaware of what actually does work to reduce mass shootings. Way back in episode 26, I noted that in 1974, when an Israeli school was the victim of a horrific mass shooting, what the country did was the exact opposite of what we always want to do. They allowed teachers who were trained in the Israeli Defense Force to carry weapons at school and especially on field trips. Since then, they've had one school shooting. 40 years and one school shooting in what is essentially a war zone. I've included a link to that episode in this episode's show notes as well so you can get the word out. And if you too want to tweet me or Facebook me or Google Plus me, the website shows where to find all my accounts. You could also write to consider this at ctpodcasting.com with your thoughts and ideas. Even better, express them in your own words by calling 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280 and achieve podcast fame and fortune. Well, not fortune. And, well, not that much fame either, but there are about 150 people or so who would love to hear what you have to say. I know I would, so don't be shy. Get on the phone, or on the email, or on the social media networks. Just get on it, and let me know what you think. No naughty or nice list here, just an opportunity to consider this.